So I know Darren, Bob and I were talking as well, is that our current APRS station is over that way, W3PHB-1. But it has all the wrong information, right? Because like through APRS, you can publish messages, but so it has the wrong club website and has some other things which are not right. So I don't know if Bob was going to reach out to John. I think it's John is the only
John's
one.
I don't know if he even has access.
Okay.
That thing was put up and never looked at again, I don't think.
Yeah. Because the other thing we talked about is if I get this other thing working, we talked about maybe at the Rattlesnake site, we have an old 4.3 antenna, putting it down low, off not climbing the tower, but putting another antenna and putting an APRS station up at Rattlesnake. And then we talked about maybe if we could get the internet that you guys are using, if we can make an iGate out of that.
That's a possibility. The other thing we're looking at is there's a number of us experimenting with digital communications.
Okay.
In fact, this is a big test or drill for WinLink. And I sent two messages today, one to the ETO and one to another station. It's Operation Ashfall. A volcano has erupted in Yellowstone Park, and we're in a volcanic almost winter with the ash in the air, so it's not supposedly knocking things out, and we're supposed to send messages. So I did that, and we have a VHF RMS gateway in State College. Brett Saylor has one up, and I'm thinking it would be nice to put one of those up somewhere.
Okay.
Because to become an RMS gateway, you have to ask the WinLink organization and meet some standards. And his works very well to relay messages. And I originally didn't like WinLink, but the more I use it, I'm kind of like, this could really have some utility for emergency communications. Because you can go the UHF route, you can go point to point, and you can go through the WinLink system on HF if you can hit one of the stations.
Okay.
Conditions were bad today. My message took a long time to get through. But apparently went through.
Yeah, the last couple of days been pretty bad.
Can I just say a quick thing about WinLink? I know WinLink has a lot of utility, but I was putting together a talk last year on digital modes, and I discovered that WinLink at the top tier all goes through the Amazon servers. It's all on AWS.
Yeah.
They had all seven of them. And I thought that was amazing, bad. And if there's an emergency and, you know, government calls Amazon and says, turn those off, WinLink goes down. Hmm. So I just think people should be aware of how fragile that really is.
Well, I think the other thing is that maybe, and you may know more about this than I do, but my supposition was that WinLink originally came about for, none of you remember, Walter Winchell. Good morning, America, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. That was how they got messages out of boats, was through WinLink.
Yeah.
And now it's being, you know, deployed into amateur radio.
Yeah.
The other thing is, for those, we can use FL Digi. The only problem there is you have to settle on which mode you're going to use. There's about 4,000 of them.
Yeah.
But that works because it's all point to point.
FL Digi?
Yeah.
And
WinLink does have a point to point option, and we've tested that between Altoona and here and various stations in State College together, and it works.
Can I say something about that? That I found that very amazing. So this what I'm going to say I found amazing. So I was testing the peer to peer, like you just said you did, with a friend of mine and back in Eastern Pennsylvania. And WinLink has a page where all the transmissions are logged because it's not private, it's ham radio, so you can see the transmission. And we did peer-to-peer, and within 1 minute, we don't know how this happened, it turned up in the log. We were peer-to-peer. So how, where did that happen? We couldn't believe it.
One of the, what modem were you using?
I don't remember. I was just using my Windows laptop and just WinLink.
Yeah, but there's a modem within WinLink. There's like RDOP or Vera.
Vera.
Vera. It was Vera.
There is a function in the Vera modem.
Mm-hmm.
Says you can set it to monitor and you can see some traffic, not all, but you can see some traffic. And I think they're doing something similar on the Brandmeister network or DMR. If I watch the, whatever that listing is.
Dashboard.
The dashboard. Last night, I was trying something with one of the guys in Harrisburg and I transmitted a test and immediately my call sign and talk group appeared on the Brandmeister thing.
It's creepy.
Well, it's like, the Brandmeister on the hose line.
Yeah.
That's their thing. You go to their dashboard, you tee the mic, your call sign's there.
Now, the other thing about that is, though, there are so many people that if you don't see your call sign come on right away, it'll go off the screen within a second.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are calls on there like OH7 and, you know, YP something or other. It's monitoring all that traffic.
Yeah.
D-Star's the same way. You can go to any reflector and see who's been on that reflector. When's the last time they transmitted?
Yeah, the FBI and Carnivore have nothing on us.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all public information.
I had no idea that peer-to-peer would show up that fast. I thought we could be pretty stealthy. So I just think people need to be aware of it. It's all on the internet.
Did you get on the Wednesday night digital net?
Oh, my antenna's still not up.
No, the Zoom group.
No, but because the first time I did, everybody was on there and you know, transmitting, and my antenna's not up, so I didn't go anymore until I get my antenna back up.
Okay. Well, you should do that because we experiment a lot.
Yeah, okay.
We tear our hair out a lot.
I like that. All right.